Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Bring me down, can't numb.
1057 CFW.
Every day, I try, and I try, and I try. myself. One day I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Find me somebody to love.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Yeah.
90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
I don't know where I am going to.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Sure, a boulevard. No. all the bad boys. We're standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. We'll be right back.
radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Try, cry, why, try. That was just a dream. Is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a visit to Fall Creek on Monday looking to connect with more rural voters. Senator Baldwin said it's important to connect with farmers around the state ahead of the election so she can learn more about the challenges they're facing and find solutions for the farm bill that benefit them. Specifically, Senator Baldwin noted that she wanted to increase funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Act and create more legislation to protect farmers who struggle during times of extreme weather, droughts, or flooding. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed three cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease in the western region of the state. According to a press release, one deer in Chippewa County and two deer in Jackson County have tested positive for the virus behind EHD. Officials say the disease was detected thanks to residents who reported healthy-looking deer that had died on their properties. The virus can be spread to deer by midges, but does not affect humans even if they come into contact with an infected deer. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly clear sky for the overnight. We'll have a light breeze and temperatures in the mid-40s to start your Thursday. By the afternoon, sunshine, southeast winds, highs in the upper 70s. Temperatures will trend cooler heading into Friday. Currently 44 degrees.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
The lightning seed.